the show started to leave.
Maybe they got scared.
The moment the music would start the show. All right, that's our cue.
Oh no! The club with the stings are happening. I'm a little disoriented.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's what.
Introduce the podcast.
Hi, I'm a cockpast.
Whoa, I'm a cockpast. That's what you said. You said, well, "Hi, I'm a cockpast."
I meant to say, "Hi, welcome. I'm a podcast."
You said, "Hi, I'm a cockpast." Can you turn the lights up a little on stage, John?
So people in the Hey.
Hey,
welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott. If you haven't been here before, this is John and Mike.
They just saw me.
I'm out of...
I'm Mike.
They just got introduced us.
CJ also helped us introduce. For those who haven't been here before, this is what we just talk about things. And this is what kind of personality I have.
We don't just talk about things.
Well, we
talk about things in a humorous way, and you screw it all up.
Yeah. 2 minutes in.
I'm a cockpass.
Nope. So I was told I'm not seeing her, but I was going to start this show off a little different because I was. But I'm not. I think she might have been the one that left. I don't remember what she looked like.
You got to give us more information.
Here's what happened. I was cornered by a woman who was very intoxicated on Saturday, who wanted to be on the podcast.
Oh.
I know it wasn't you.
She's not here. No, she was not here.
She was not here?
No. Well, I know the woman you're talking about. She's not here.
Apparently, she was... I can make fun of her then. That's okay.
So a girl who was really intoxicated cornered you at a party and said she was going to show up 6 days later or 5 days later, and you believe she would do it?
Yeah. She said... because
no, she's been here before, too, multiple times.
Yeah.
So it is possible that she would randomly show up. Probably forgot the conversation. But
because... she didn't forget the conversation because she repeated it to me 8 times that night.
But we're talking about the next day thing. That whole night, I'm sure she remembered it. Because that's what drug people do, is they repeat the same thing to you over and over. We're going to lunch next week, and that's going to happen.
Do you think it's a desperate way to try to remember? Like, no, we're doing this. Like, your brain's going, I don't remember. Try it again. Do it again. We're going to go.
I'm sure she woke up Sunday and was like, I'm doing something Thursday.
Well, it's not this. But apparently... Because my brain, and this happens too, because my brother's here, and he's sort of like a translator for me. Because I don't think...
Also, she was speaking a different language.
No. I'm speaking a different language. I'll say things, and I'll be like, this is what I mean. And I'll cross my arms and go, that's it. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? He says it sometimes to fix what I'm saying, but she was also like, she was like, I don't get half of the things you say. I want to go up there and talk and be like, so as a woman, because she was a woman, she's like,
oh, spoilers.
Now I'm getting the don't understand half the things you say thing. I'm not getting what's going on. Right
and she's
now.
Like, oh, what's this? And she was gonna come up as my. She said she is an expert in women because she went to an all woman college. For 4 straight years, and I was gonna make
and
a joke.
And one gay year. Did I take your joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she's not here, so you can. That's okay. You have full rights to it.
Sorry.
But then, I'm gonna
tell my joke slower.
For my audience or me?
For you. For
okay.
your sake.
Now, were you attracted to this girl?
No, she's married or whatever. I think.
No.
She's
single.
Don't.
Yep.
Whatever, her boyfriend said then. I don't know, because then her boyfriend said I was racist and also sexist.
Not her boyfriend.
So, good times.
So a stranger called you racist and sexist. Might be why she's not here.
That's not the first time you've been called racist and or sexist.
No,
it's not.
Again, with my translations, I told a black person that racism doesn't exist.
Yeah.
No, actually, no, wait. Sorry.
How'd that go? How'd that work for you?
Wait. Sorry.
In what context?
I didn't say it that way.
I said
I think racism is funny that people believe it actually happens.
Oh, no.
Did you stop it? It's funny?
No, I said that whole thing.
That's even worse.
What? And then I said that, and he looked mad. I'm like, well, I guess he doesn't get my kind of humor. But it turns out, after the conversation, I didn't explain well enough. Because I was saying, because I don't think... I gotta fix this, make sure I don't have... people yelling at me.
What? Too late.
I think you've I think you've explained this before. I think your opinion is that racism is so ridiculous and extreme that it's funny to you.
Yeah, it's like it's just like hey,
but it is a real thing.
Oh, I know it's a real thing. But the people that use racism and racist slurs. Like, they're so fucking stupid that that's what I think is funny. That these people actually believe, right.
Open with that.
Yeah, that's, I don't.
Yeah, don't open with,
I think racism is funny. Pause.
I think anyone who believes racism exists is hilarious. Why is that black person angry and walking away?
Hey, black person, don't,
So, starting tonight, I'm going to...
Stop talking to other races.
That might be racist. Is it?
No, but people knew that was a joke because the inflection I used. Go ahead.
Although, at work... I don't like talking about work as much because I don't want anyone at work to hear this and then like be like, whoa, HR.
Everyone is here. Do you work with anyone
when
here?
When this gets released in 2017, they can tell them not to listen.
But
you work at a printing company. By the time this is out, print is gone.
And no more newspapers.
That's what people said 6 years ago when I took the job. Yeah. It was. People also said the television's dead, and look at that—it's on the internet.
No one's ever said the television's dead.
Yeah. Radio.
Radio said that.
Video killed the radio star.
What was before it? What was
hand crank.
Hand crank.
Yeah, people still love the theater. They go to that
for the hand cranking.
Yep.
Wow.
I go to theater for hand cranking.
Those theaters don't really exist anymore either.
That's what
I go to different kind of theaters. So it's all one room.
I go to the De Pere Cinema when they do the once a month showing of the hand crank theater.
Oh, I thought you were doing a Paul Rubens joke for a second there.
How dare you?
Hand crank, John.
All right, continue your story with your racism. All right, the printing.
It has nothing to do. It was a person, someone of a certain race.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
Was it Caucasian?
That never starts any good conversation.
No.
Someone of a particular race
called someone else racist, and then she responds, "I can't be racist. I'm white," which is really funny to me. Because you knew that she was serious. You're like, no, you, like, white people are the ones that are gonna be the most racist. Am I right, John? You look very upset.
No, I just can't believe someone would say that. I think everyone's racial. A lot of people can be racial. It's just a hard thing to.
It was funny. Anyways, what was I talking about?
You hate black people.
No.
Yeah. You're just black people and females.
I want to enact a rule. Starting no black people.
No bombs on this podcast. Starting today.
No. This is all till tonight, and I know the lights are bright now because CJ turned them up. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
I'm just kidding. If I say anything that doesn't make any sense, and then these two like just kind of plow over it because like I don't want to know. You can raise your hand. I will call on people in the audience and raise their hand, and then they can ask a question. Right?
Okay. Sure.
They're like what? What do you like? They're like, oh, question. What do you mean cars can't go in reverse? I'm like, oh, well, because the transmission.
And that's how you're gonna answer?
That's your.
Well,
your explanation was worse than the thing you said.
Well, I can't think of an example right now.
You just wave your hand. Transmission? Are you serious?
Well, Scott, I do have a song for that.
Do you have a song?
Yeah. It's called Scott Don't Understand.
Were you just telling us that you have a song?
I'm confused, John. The song said so.
Yep.
So tonight I want to talk about
John
some
seemed
stuff.
Disappointed. He seemed like this used to be such a simple show, and now we have this big.
No, number. I love the musical numbers, but
we have one for John.
Wait, what?
To John from Mike and Scott. Fuck you.
Hey.
That's the first time I've heard that one. I mean, I did suggest that.
Why was that created?
Because it's needed. It's a needed song.
During the podcast?
Yeah.
It's got fuck you.
It's for when you interrupt to the point that you've derailed the show, and then we want you to stop.
That's never happened.
Well, now you know your punishment.
Then why are you crying?
I like that one. That one's pithier. Enjoy that one. It's a little short.
That was sweet. A lot better than the first one. Yeah.
First one was too much. Too much razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
I'm not one to take notes. Give notes.
Just don't leave it there.
Yes, John.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Transmission.
When Mike was talking about talking slower earlier, sometimes I don't listen, so then I just keep talking. I react without thinking about it. That's what happened there. I just reacted. Oh, tonight. Oh, shit. I forgot what it was. Hold
you
on.
You didn't bring your stuff?
I got
we
my
normally sit on stools. I feel really tall.
They were up here when I got up here, so I let it happen.
CJ, play that Scott song that I made.
Cool. The one you made?
Scott did it.
I think this show has found its calling, finally. We finally figured this show out.
I just to let you know, I didn't hear any of these ahead of time. So most of these are not planned by me at all.
Although, if you were supposed to tell me more, so...
That's true. This is the... Yeah, so... Well...
This show needed a focus, and that's what it is. It's CJ making up songs that make us laugh and then forget that we were on a terrible
show. We needed like 3 years of content to build up, too.
That's very true. That's
yeah, we need to find out my mental stigmatisms. Is that it?
Were you trying to say stability?
Mm-hmm.
Stasis?
Stasis.
Stalagmites. They hang the slight.
Play that spelling music cue.
Stagnation. Mental stagnation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me think of like a puddle with a dead fish in it.
Yeah,
that's what we mean. That's, yeah. That's your mental state. A puddle with a dead fish in it.
Why does that make you think of a puddle with a dead fish in it?
Because the water is stagnant, John.
Where did the fish come from?
It's because it was under the dock and the lake got lower because it was a hot summer and the fish couldn't get back in the water.
So it's not a puddle. It was a lake.
Well, fish...
And what lake is just drained during the summer?
I don't know, like something... Probably in Utah where they have all the forest fires. Colorado?
Yeah, that was the problem. Colorado. You had the wrong state. That's why we were looking at you weirdly. No, not Utah, you idiot. You mean Colorado.
So, actually, that's what I... that's a good question, John. Or Mike... What? How come the Salt Lake City is made of salt? Like, how come? What did that?
That's not a thing. What? No. The Salt Lake City?
No. Or in the lake? Sorry, the Salt Lake City Lake.
Are you talking about the Dead Sea?
No.
Why does Salt Lake?
The literal Salt Lake City Lake.
Yeah.
Why is it so full of salt?
You asking me this?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know.
Was there like a trench from the ocean? They push it all in. They're like,
how do lakes normally form?
Rain?
I think it's mostly because it's fully inland. It doesn't have any flowing water from elsewhere. So the water comes from the mountains in there. And so it's not, rivers aren't feeding it.
So
it's getting salt and minerals from the earth and land around it.
What stops any other lake from being salty?
Rivers and flowing nature. All lakes drain into rivers, which drain into the sea.
That's the only one that doesn't drain into something?
I'm not a lake expert. Why are you pitting this on me? I don't know.
Because you were the one who said...
Shut up, CJ.
I work up the I'm not a lake expert song.
A searching time song, but it wasn't John's fault. It doesn't really fit.
Right, what did I say to make you think I knew everything about lakes?
Because you said, it's not a lake, it's a pond, puddle.
None of those things happened.
You classified it. Rewind the tape.
What is our topics today, Scott?
It's
not a puddle, it was a lake.
Yeah, you said it's not a puddle, it's a lake. Why...
You said stagnation sounds like a fish in a puddle.
Yeah.
You know, like a lake that drained into a puddle. And I said, basically, that's not how puddles are made.
No,
puddles don't come from lakes draining into a puddle.
He said mental stagnation sounds like a dead fish in a puddle is what I said. Mental stagnation. I don't know what stagnation. It reminds me of a cellar.
None of them have anything to do with puddles or lakes.
But I feel like it's a whole nation of deer.
No, because, okay.
That sounds like a radio show, like a hunting radio show. Hey, welcome to
Stagnation. Ready for the deer call.
I just got that. I'm like, a deer across the country. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I thought you were making fun of, like, a lake in a puddle, a deer in a nation. Oh, okay.
Welcome to Stagnation. I'm Chip.
And I'm Dale.
And we're going to rescue Ranger you all the way through today's Nation of Deer. We got a 10-point buck coming out across our crosshairs.
Woo, that's a nice rack. Hey.
Hit the rack sound. That was the sound of a rack being nailed into a wall.
No, deer make, like, high-pitched noises.
Oh, they make terrible noises. It's like...
I think you're thinking camel.
No, because they have those,
deer make terrible noises.
They used to have those little deer whistles on your car. Like, you put your deer whistle in the car, and it'd be like... Beer! And then your deer like, what the fuck is happening? And then
I think it's a whale.
It would start causing more accidents because the deer would like, you'd like jump around like, why are you angry deers? And they would like run across the road, and it would cause more accidents, so they stopped selling them, I think.
Angry deers.
But even when you play video games, they make like weird high-pitched noises.
Can
you
see what the deer sounds like?
Do it again.
See?
Alright, my rack noise wasn't that far off.
See?
I stand now, by it.
What I want to know is what's the opposite of a deer? Because...
Doe.
No.
A rock formation. A stagnation. No,
okay. Because a deer is pretty big if you ever meet one. They're like this tall off the ground, but they make a high-pitched noise. So I'm imagining like some little tiny animal like...
A frog?
Frog. Yep. Opposite of a deer is a frog.
That took 3 seconds.
Yeah, shit. But they both... whatever.
Right. Just to put a period at the end of the sentence of the Great Salt Lake, Mike was actually right as to how it formed. Because it has no exiting tributaries, only rivers into it, which constantly increases the mineral content and evaporates the water.
So I think somebody owes me an apology.
Yeah. Wait, what you're saying is, but how can water disappear without it being diluted?
Evaporation.
But then the lake would just get smaller. Until you just get
tributaries feed again.
Water goes into it.
Yeah, from the mountains and the rain. And the...
So, like,
so it looks like the Wonka Factory where people go in but they never come out. That's not the Wonka Factory, that's a Roach Motel. The Wonka Factory, no one goes in and no one comes out.
But
my metaphor fell apart, but I was right.
Has anyone ever owned a Roach Motel? I feel like it's a joke about
I've
things.
I've stated one, but pill pass.
But because they were actual things that people bought, right? Where like you
yeah,
put
they were,
there and then roaches would come in there and they die. I don't know anyone who's ever owned one.
Oh.
It's not like an ant farm. It's.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I've never known someone who goes, I've got a roach problem, so I bought a roach motel. Yeah. I've never heard anyone say that in my whole life.
Because we don't live in New York.
That's true. And there's not a big roach problem here.
No?
No.
No?
Yeah.
I guess those are grasshoppers that I'm seeing.
Because what it,
probably grasshoppers, yeah.
No, because what happens is the cockroaches.
Did you read them?
The cockroaches lasted the ice age because like they're still dinosaur bugs, and they're like when they come up to Wisconsin, they're like, oh, it's too cold up here. It reminds me of
my question.
Ice age. What?
The cockroaches lasted the ice age. They're dinosaur bugs.
Yeah, they're dinosaurs, but they're also bugs.
They're dinosaurs. Cockroaches are dinosaurs.
I think so.
Or you meant they're bugs from the dinosaur age.
Beetles. See? She said beetles.
Like, no, You're just saying what she's...
Ringo was not around during the Jurassic period.
That was right, actually. Cockroaches are 220 million years old and being unaltered creatures.
Why didn't they evolve?
They didn't have to, I don't
know. Yeah, what happened? Oh, we survived an ice age. I guess we better get better at living?
I'm not sure evolution is a conversation amongst the...
It's true. Well, we can kill them with fake motels, so...
Can we? You said you never saw anyone who had one.
But you've never seen any roaches around here either, so yeah.
It's true.
They went out of business.
All right, what are we talking about today, Scott?
Oh!
Let's start the show! That'd be a good song to play midway through the show. Let's start the show.
I wanted to do right
on there. It just said in large letters, do right.
Okay. I'm trying to, Mike.
Keep doing.
Oh!
Yeah!
No, okay, so here's a plan I wanted to do last time, but then we like talked for 45 minutes and then we were over and I didn't realize we...
Yeah.
You
know how this podcast works.
Yeah, okay. Apparently. So, I don't know anything, John.
Okay. Yet you made a song that says, fuck you.
I helped someone make a song. I inspired someone to make a song called Fuck You.
So you're CeeLo.
That song disappeared. I like that song. Because it said fuck you too much? Is that why it didn't stick around as a song?
I think it just... made out its course, and then they...
It's 5 years old.
Also, they found... Also, they kind of arrested CeeLo banging a bunch of underage girls, and he kind of just kind of went away.
A bunch?
What?
Yeah.
Groupies?
Yeah.
Doesn't make it right.
Yeah, if you Google CeeLo women trouble, it's not good.
Oh, yeah.
He has a complex.
I guess I haven't followed the CeeLo career. Oh, question.
Yes.
What's today's topic?
What is CeeLo's topic? No, because I'm not... I don't understand myself, and this is like an introspective type podcast type thing.
All right.
So what I should have given you guys some time to think.
Yeah.
I'll go first. What I have an assignment for you, John, and an assignment for you, Mike. Okay, hold on. So I don't know what talent is, John, Mike. Okay. So, I have to tell John one thing I think he is good at and one thing you're good at.
Okay.
And then you have to do, Mike has to do one for me and John has to do one for me and Mike.
Okay.
But, since we all met through comedy, you can't say you're good at being funny. You can't have anything involving comedy.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. So there.
What if we can't think of something?
Well, then I don't need you as a friend. So, for instance, I was going to say one thing that's good about John is his ability. No, I'll start with Mike.
We don't have a reverse fucking song at all.
I have one for Mike.
I know. I'm trying to think of how to word it.
It's okay. I know what you were doing. Go to Mike.
Mike is good at making people show their creativity. Does that sound right?
I don't know.
Inspiring, that's it.
That's true.
He's good at inspiring.
Also, it's your compliment, so you can't be wrong.
It's true. You do what you gotta
do. You can say whatever you want. It's a compliment, so it doesn't matter. Unless it's like a backwards, passive-aggressive compliment. Like, Mike is so good at drinking too much wine.
Yeah.
Like, then you're wrong, but...
He's really good at drinking wine, though.
Side note, I went to a doctor today, just a normal checkup.
Yeah.
And usually when they go, how much do you drink? And I was like, well, I'm not going to tell them how much I actually drink.
Yeah.
That seems weird. And then I went, you know what? No, I'm just gonna, and I told her how much I actually drink.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's a lot. you should cut down. But you know what? Don't stop, like... Because people will die if they stop, if they drink a lot and then stop drinking cold turkey.
Is that how much you're drinking?
What?
Then you stop and die.
I can't stop, Scott. The doctor told me I can't stop.
Okay, continue.
I'm done now.
But I had 3 drinks this month.
Okay. Congratulations.
No, 2 of them were Saturday.
Oh, all right.
1 was Friday.
I've had 3 drinks tonight, so...
You beat me.
Yeah,
me
too. It's not a competition. I am winning.
You do have, like, 10 years on me.
Yes.
Of drinking.
Yes, tonight.
But, and no, because in case people didn't know here, Mike wrote a book. He has a book. It's over... If you want to buy it, it's over sale on there.
Yeah, it's over there.
I finished it this week.
Did you?
I did.
Cool. And...
Yeah, you apparently had a lot of free time with the baby.
You do. Like, if he's like they nap like 8 hours a day, so what else are you going to do?
So like couch
nap
students.
With him.
Look at that. Josiah brought one.
Ooh.
It's called, yeah.
Let's go to the last page.
I wasn't doing that to plug Mike, but you can. Okay. You can. Go to Google.
So far, we've had 1 compliment to Mike.
Amazon.com. But pick it up. It's Cards with the Devil. Mike Isakon. Hey, his fact that he actually wrote a book, and he said, I'm going to write a book. And then he wrote it, and then I actually have a physical copy of it, excited me. So I started writing more so, because I want to make a book. And I wrote pages and stuff. And actually, I was bored at work the other day, so I was actually writing at work, and I started writing, like, I wrote, like, a page and a half, 2 pages, single-spaced, and then I reread it, and I almost cried, because it was good. I didn't cry because I was amazed at myself. It was a sad story, guys.
Yeah, we assumed that.
Jesus.
Happy for you, and they reversed it to make it sad. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, because
they applauded, and you're like, no.
Well, no.
You think?
To me, it felt like when you go, "Hi, I am an alcoholic." Like, oh, good job.
That's not what they're applauding.
How my brain.
No, the alcoholic thing. They're not. They saying, "Good job, being an alcoholic." Hey, good job.
They don't.
No,
I've never been to one.
They're applauding for you admitting.
Well, right, because you're not an alcoholic. That's
yeah.
like
yeah. That's what,
like saying I can't. I don't know how to act in space. No, you've never been. It doesn't matter. Scott,
what does acting in space have to do with?
Because you're saying I've never been to a alcoholic anonymous meeting, so I don't know how to act. I mean, that's like saying I've never been to space, so I don't know how to act.
It's true.
You wouldn't. You've never been there. So
no, I got it. I got it, John. I got it.
I got it.
Okay. So that's what Mike Goodett is.
Mike,
friend John, who's sitting next to me. Good cover. Yeah, nice. What would happen if you guys swapped spots one night? Like, did you?
I think we did once. I think. Well, no. When Ken was here, Ken was here and I was there, and you called me Mike all night.
You look like a Mike, maybe.
It's my middle name.
It's an Irish name.
What's your middle name?
Thomas.
Damn it.
Sorry.
That's my dad's middle name.
Whoa.
And he's Michael Thomas Egan.
Whoa.
And my dad's name is John.
Okay.
Okay. So- comedy. It's brilliant.
Peter's brother's name is Scott.
Okay.
And I was going to say, John is, whether it works or not, John is good at getting people... He's good at starting the fire...
Like, you've been camping with John then?
No, like,
I think here's what you're saying. Like, what if it's for good or bad, I will bring up something that will spark a conversation.
No, that's not what I meant.
He meant campfire.
No. But okay, shit. So, like, let's say I'll sit at home all week. I don't give a shit. I don't like people, so I don't go out often. I don't like being in public. That's why I like the spotlight sometimes, because I don't see how many people are in here, and it makes me happy until they start laughing. Then I'm like, oh, fuck, they're all over. That wasn't... but John, well, before he had his whole wife and baby thing, but still, even then, still, you still do it, John. You're like, hey guys, we should do this. Like we, you're like a commingler of people, like a
instigator.
Inspiration. Not instigator sounds mean. What is it? Like yeah, oh yeah, I suppose in, like a what's
initiator.
That?
Initiator.
Initiator. They yeah. know all the words. Initiator.
Don't be embarrassed. It's good.
No, yeah, we're on the same level, which is weird. You're good at initiating things, and like whether people follow through or not, that's on them. But like I said, I would stay at home. But then you're like, hey guys, let's go do this and let's go do this. And I can't do that because I'm like, if someone says, hey, you want to play a game tonight? I'm like, I'm gonna pretend I didn't see that text and then just hide it in my bed where they can't see me. But I applaud your ability.
It's very
to
frustrating to be your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the two things. Cause see, inspiration and what is it? What'd you say? Initiations and inspirations. Those are two things that I don't have that I'm not envious of, but wish I had from you two.
That's the definition of envious. Is you wish you had.
But I'm not mad about it. Is it envious?
You can be envious and not be mad. You just envy them.
Then what's the mad one? Is that jealousy?
Yes.
That's not mad. That can just be like funny. Right? Can
envy can be funny. Jealousy is like pure, like it's like it's just like yearning for that thing. Like you wish that was your life.
Uh oh. I think I have a lot of words wrong in my dictionary in my head.
Could be possible.
Do you think someday we could be able to print out our own dictionaries from our brains, like what we think things are?
Yeah.
I bet there'd be a lot of blank words. Like this, never heard of it. Error.
Well, you'd have the word, but you wouldn't have a definition.
You wouldn't. Yeah, you'd have just have, or like you'd have a definition, but no word. You're it would just be blank. It's like
something
a
with
Cadillac,
a
but not quite a Cadillac.
Would you have like the definition and the pronunciation, but not the word?
No, it'd be like something with a cock. It's like a cocker. There's a T in there somewhere. That's like it says it all right there.
Oh,
it's like
so you mean it's
me
just
describing
you
the word.
Printing on paper of you not remembering what words are.
Yes, but the whole alphabet.
Yep.
And in alphabetical order.
I think technology is working its way towards that. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I think that's what we're reaching for.
It's called like a Facebook page or a blog.
I can't do it in alphabetical order. It'll take too long.
I know.
John or Mike.
I'll go first. So if I you can take him, then John has a couple of new ones. All right. I would say John has been, so long as I've known John, John has been living the life and the American dream that I feel that would have been great to live. He went to college and did it right. He partied just enough, but he partied a lot. He had a bachelor party that was point by point the exact bachelor party you want. Every like they rented the place and the strip club, but Noah got stupid crazy, but they got crazy enough. He's married to a beautiful woman with a kid. There's a house in the suburb. He's doing the American dream exactly right. And I'm actually daily impressed by it. He also, I know we don't want to do the comic, we didn't know the comedy thing, but he decided I want to be a stand-up comedian and made himself a stand-up comedian and is doing it not for a living, but you're making money at though.
It's a full part-time job.
It's a full part-time job. Yes.
Which is better than just doing it.
Yes, just doing it.
There you go.
Scott is one of the most empathetic people I know. Not empathetic, empathetic people. Empathic? Empathetic? Yes. He cares about other people. He is very aware of how other people are feeling and cares and wants people to feel good about themselves. Hence this little project that he's come up with just now.
I had it last year, month. But you're good.
Also, it's funny because this podcast is probably three people who it's the hardest for them to take compliments out of anyone in the entire world, and then we're forced to do it.
That's
so
true.
That's
yeah, it really
Scott's
sucks.
Scott's doing it.
I'm not even wearing pants tonight.
You are wearing shorts.
Yeah,
though.
Don't wear shorts on stage. That is the number one rule of comedy: is don't wear shorts on stage.
I forgot.
Can you guys see up the shorts? You guys see? Like,
yeah.
You want a flashlight?
No.
Ball hair. Can you see one ball hair?
I saw three.
You saw three?
How can you tell the difference between ball hair and leg hair?
How can you tell the difference between
curly?
Glossy?
How can you tell the difference between beard hair and ball hair?
None.
Logistics?
I can't grow a beard, John.
That's all just ball.
How did you layer it?
What do your balls look like? My God, they must be like molting penguins.
Must be having sex with a Brillo pad.
Oh.
Because there's so much hair, it's just scruff.
That would... Oh, boy. I'm thinking about how much the Brillo pad hurts my hands, and I'm not even scrubbing my hands.
All right. These are the things that I learned. These are the things I learned. All right, so I have to go. All right.
Yeah, he's got a baby to tend to.
No, I don't care. I sleep. I don't care. I gotta be...
He's got sleep to tend to.
I got 8 hours of sleep to get. I would say, for knowing Mike, he's the best at not letting little issues, like, bother him. He doesn't matter about that, which is amazing. Because for me, little things just set me off into a tirade. Me and Scott were actually, Mike lived in Chicago for a bit, or, like, went from Green Bay to Chicago. So me and Scott were actually managers of the Comedy City for a while when we were in the old library. And so the little problems that came up, I'd be like, this person won't stop telling me they don't like me. And he'd be like, okay. How does that affect your life? I'm like, it doesn't. Shit. Like, it was like... So Mike's like the best person I've ever, like, if I'll complain about something, I'll be like, I shouldn't have sent that email. He's not going to care. It doesn't matter in the long run, so I'll say that. And then I will say, Scott is a very frustrating friend. He is. But here's the thing. It's going to get to a compliment because he gets very angry, very sad a lot. But I would say I've never seen anyone in my whole life, when he's actually happy about something, express more joy in my life than like Scott. Like, so if you compliment him randomly or if you like do something that makes him happy, he will react as if a 6-year-old just found out they got like a Lego like Star Destroyer from Star Wars. He'll act like the greatest. Like,
those
he just
are
the greatest.
Expensive.
I know. Like, imagine. That's what I'm saying. Like, when he's happy, it makes me like happy. I'm like, oh, life is worth living a couple more weeks.
Oh, you should have seen me do the happy dance yesterday, John. I did a happy dance in public.
It's in not, public, what happened?
It's not so much a dance. It's just me, like, kind of shuffling my feet.
Yeah, it's a happy dance. So.
Yeah, what happened?
A happy dance is not a choreographed thing. It's just...
it's okay, so I like comic books, in case
yes.
you didn't know.
Yes.
And one of my favorite comic book characters, I had been collecting his issues for a while. And he came out, like, in the 70s, so before I was born. But the first appearance of him was going for a lot of money, so I never really picked it up. Because it was a couple $100s.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I just want to get one. I just want to get a copy of this comic. I don't care how. It doesn't have to be, like, in perfect condition. I just want to be able to hold it in my hands. But even then, like, on a scale from 1 to 10, if a comic book is graded at, like, a 4, it's, like, it's not in great condition, but it could be worse. But even a 4 is like, that's not worth collecting.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, I'd be happy with a 4. That's about $300.
Wow.
So I work at a comic book shop once in a while when they need help, and they need help this other weekend because the owner went to a comic book convention, and he found that issue, and I paid like a fraction of what it probably should have been bought for.
Yeah.
So I had store credit and stuff, so I only ended up paying like $80 for it, and I can actually show you the text I sent him when he showed me a picture.
So your happiness is screwing over another dealer.
No. This is, he showed me the picture,
yeah.
And this is my response.
You wrote cum really long.
Yeah, I just said...
C-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U-U
you do that. You don't go, thank you, you're the best. You write cum really long.
Well, I didn't do an exclamation because it was more like a cum. It was like a cum. It was just like a...
What punctuation is that?
Now, have you received it now, though?
It's oh, yeah, session. It's at home.
You're very happy?
That's what I did yesterday.
What
I picked it up.
What's the guy, the superhero that you like so much?
It's Moon Knight.
Yeah. I heard they're going to make a movie about that or a series.
They're thinking of doing a Netflix thing. See, that's Sammy's first experience.
Oh, you like Moon Knight?
Yeah.
What's his power?
He is a twist ending.
Nice.
Yeah, M. Knight. We get it.
Dewey?
No, he's like, I mean, it's pretty much like a ripoff of...
See, you're already doubting yourself. Explain this to me. Scott, with confidence, just tell me what he does,
look
and
back
I will
at
not
your,
yell
look,
at you.
Look back at the word cum.
He's, okay, so you know how on, in Marvel, you know...
No, no, just tell me what he does. So, like, if I met him, I'm like, oh, my God, you just saved me from being raped. It's happened. And, like, just say, like, hey, Moon Knight, what's your name? Who are you?
He's not going to tell you that.
We don't know anything about this guy, so don't
okay.
attack us.
You know, like, how in the Marvel Universe is Hawkeye and the DC Universe is Green Arrow?
Okay, Arrow guy, yes.
Yeah, okay. He's like Batman with multiple personalities.
Okay. Why did you bring up Green Arrow and Hawkeye?
Because he's like a poor man's Batman.
So he's an but what? Okay.
Because okay, he was a mercenary. He was a mercenary. So like he went out and killed a bunch of people.
So it's kind
of
like Deathstroke.
Yeah, but then the mission he was on, he's like, whoa, we're just killing women and children. I mean, they stop this, and the people are like, no, fuck you, and they shot him dead, and he ended up selling his soul to a moon god. Khonshu, and he becomes a little bit stronger when the, it's a full moon.
You can't resist me, Khonshu.
But he has...
I'm sure the moon god uses that joke all the time.
So he has four personalities.
Okay.
One is Moon Knight,
okay,
which is a superhero. One is Mark Spector, who is the mercenary. One is Jake Lockley, who is a taxi cab driver. And then the other one is, I can never fucking remember his name, but it's like something really generic, like John Simpson or something like that.
John Simpson. I lift
look
the
it
bars.
Up. Look it up, CJ.
Okay, so he has multiple personalities.
And then, but he's like a millionaire. So like he has a fucking he has like crescent moon shaped like throwing crescents.
Okay.
And he has like a helicopter thing in the shape of a crescent moon. And like it's but he's wearing all white instead of all black.
And he's Marvel?
Yeah. Because his reason for wearing all white is he wants the bad guys to know that he's coming for them and to scare them even more.
So obviously like the opposite of Batman, but Batman-esque.
Yeah. Because he's a billionaire or a millionaire and he uses his money to buy toys for fighting crime.
So he's literally a poor man's.
That's what I was saying, and you told me not to say it anymore. But he doesn't...
Because you kept thinking, you know in Marvel when that... like it was like, oh, no. But like you made...
But sense. Instead of dead parents, he has multiple personalities.
I'm just still very confused. I'm just still very confused why you brought up Green Arrow and Hawkeye.
Because they're the same character, except a little bit different. Because he's like, I can do this, and I was on an island.
So you're comparing, saying, you know how these two are like this.
Yes.
Okay. You could have just said he's Marvel's Batman, kind of. And I'm like, okay.
I was trying to do that, John. What?
Do you have the form?
Oh, yeah.
Moon Knight.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's just Cheez-Its commercial.
Cheez-Its. Yep. That's the mercenary. Stephen Grant. That's it. Because Grant, because that makes sense. He's like, oh, all about the Grants.
Yeah, all about the Grants.
Was it like the $50 bill? I don't fucking know.
Yep, I'm Franklin? All about the Grants.
Is that Franklin?
No.
50?
Benjamin Franklin is the 100.
No, Teddy Franklin, the other president.
Teddy Franklin, fuck you.
Anyways, that's what I got yesterday. It made me happy.
Good.
I did the dance. I did a little dance.
So what are you going to do with it? Just keep it?
Yeah, no, I'm going to throw it away. Just
well, no, I didn't mean that. But like, you like put it. You just keep it.
Have you opened it up or do you leave it sealed?
It's been opened.
Well, it's been opened. I don't know enough about comics.
That's what we're asking because you said there are different type of comics. So can you open this if you want?
Yeah, it's just in a bag with tape.
Oh, okay. Are you
Yeah, but are there comics where you like if you open it and you page through it that lowers the value of it?
Depends if you're an idiot. Yeah.
Okay. Are you an idiot?
Here's the thing. Some people, I know, I don't know a lot about comics, but I know.
The issue you got was read multiple times.
The issue I got was, I could make it worse, but
well,
just by
could,
looking through it, I
yeah.
couldn't really make it
and
worse.
Cum and all that, yeah.
I'm not, if that, that would, no, but like, I mean, I would say I know a lot about the subject, so if I talk, I'm like, yeah, it's this, and everyone's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. This is where, because
sure.
I think.
So with the comic book collecting, like, so is there a good chance you'll be able to retire with everything you're collecting?
Probably not. No.
No.
Would there be a chance to sell it for like a retirement plan?
I mean, in years, I could probably, in like years down the road, depending on how big certain things get, I could probably get a car, maybe a used car.
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Well, because okay, because it all depends. Yesterday was the first time I have three of my favorite comic book characters. I now have their first appearances, which those are usually when a character becomes big. That's the issue to have, is like when they first appear.
Yeah.
So like Spider-Man, obviously the first appearance is Amazing Fantasy 15. So like that one is like just will always be worth money, depending on when movies come out and shit. So because he's in the new Avengers movie, they probably jacked it up again, the worth value and stuff, and not Avengers, Civil War, whatever.
It's okay.
So like, and if they're making a Moon Knight shit show, whatever, this will
Moon Knight shit show.
Whatever, guys. That's yeah. Yeah.
Good.
If it becomes a shit show, I, like I said, I like Ghost Rider, but I have his first appearances. Ooh boy, it's those movies are poop. But there's a rumor that that's gonna be a Netflix show, so that could knock it up another $20 or something. I don't know. The one I have is only worth like $150.
I'm sure the Daredevil movies went up after the show came out.
Yeah.
I mean, in the comics.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sure, shot up.
Sure did. Anyways, I could talk about comic books all night, and I'm sure this girl is like, I'm bored of it, because she doesn't look the kind of person that reads comics.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense. Wait.
Have you read a comic book before?
No.
It's okay. So when she like drives by the local comic shop, she just gets dry instantly.
That's a baby.
Although there is a baby store next to it, so who knows?
That's pretty sexist.
He is sexist and racist.
That's true.
It's a white baby store. Are they? I don't
it's okay.
know what. I don't know these people. I'm confused. Hey. So now is the time of the show. Oh shit.
This show is over like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I just realized.
As soon as Moon Knight came up, the whole room went.
Yeah. Should I cut that part out?
No, you don't cut any of this.
No, I don't.
Why do you?
I really don't. Hey, we got to figure a way to end the show. John, rap.
What?
Rap. Just rap.
Is that a new segment?
I don't know. See,
wrap a present.
No, see, here's my. See how? What's a good way to end? Hey, what?
That sounds good to me.
Yep.